Hi, I'm David Murphy, and I'm talking today with James Lamberti, who is the Vice President and Managing Director of AdTruth. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, David. Nice to be chatting with you again.
Yeah, likewise. So it's been a while since we last spoke. For people not familiar with AdTruth, James, just give us the 2-minute guide to who you are, what you do, how you fit into the whole mobile ecosystem.
Yeah, sure. AdTruth is a audience recognition technology. And that sounds probably quite intriguing to many people. But essentially what we are doing is providing a viable and privacy secure replacement or augmentation to the cookie. So the best way for people to understand the role of our technology is to think about what the cookie has done for the last 15, 20 years. And then, you know, think of AdTruth in that same way. There are dramatic differences technically and also from a privacy by design perspective. But how we help the digital media world is very similar to how the cookie helped it, to identify audience, to allow a lot of the most important use cases in digital media to operate. So that's at a very high level, AdTruth. We're an audience recognition technology.
Okay, and since we last spoke, what's been happening in the space in which you operate?
Well, I think what we're seeing is, you know, the industry's struggling, right? I mean, the way we describe it is that for the last few years, probably going back almost 5 years now, essentially we've been going blind to the audiences that we want to connect with as advertisers and as media, digital media people. Our technology, as it starts to deploy across the industry, is again lighting up or allowing us to see again those audiences. So since I joined about a year ago, we had no clients. You know, we were just launching. And in 2012, we signed about 50 major ad tech players who are now deploying. And there are probably another 50 who are signing up to deploy this quarter. So the international growth has been very rapid. And in particular, I think people are finding tremendous value for the technology in the mobile space, right? Specific to, of course, what you're doing and what you really focus on. Cookies do not work. It's really fragmented and difficult to work with UDID, IFA, Android ID, etc. So we are a layer of technology that people are using to provide anonymous audience identification, and we're finding that the growth has been massive. And okay. Probably most important to the industry is our deployment on the supply side. So many exchanges and SSPs are now deploying to make our identification layer available to DSPs, trading desks, advertisers, app developers, all of those.
Okay, so you mentioned a dozen or so ad tech players, as you describe them, with another sort of 50 in the pipeline. Can you name any of these, just so we know who you're talking about?
Yeah, sure. So, for example, in the exchange layer, for example, OpenX, right, which has typically been associated with the desktop space, is now using our technology to, you know, create visibility or light up all of their mobile inventory. So they're one notable exchange partner. Another one that people are probably familiar with in the exchange layer is Interactive, a very, very highly regarded Israeli outfit that does, again, exchanges and SSP work. They're the technology that's the back end for the Windows Mobile 8 Nokia private exchange. They're also deploying our technology. So in the exchange layer, specifically in mobile, those are just a couple of examples among the five or six individual companies now deploying us. Another noteworthy company is, of course, Yahoo Japan, right? So yeah, that's a great example of a huge premium publisher that is dominant in its market and wants a common technology layer that will help with mobile, help with app, help with mobile web, help with desktop, help with smart TVs. That's what we're doing for Yahoo Japan as a publisher. Another good example is Blue Kai, right? So a lot of people know about Blue Kai's entry as a DMP into the mobile space. Part of their solution or part of their capability is based on AdTruth, and that capability is what we call the mobile bridge. It allows us to see audience uniquely, regardless of whether the audience is in app or in mobile web. So you can imagine how important that is if you want to target or retarget or even frequency cap consumers, or even if you're an app developer and you want to start to be able to drive marketing through mobile web, but do so with an understanding of consumers that already have your app, you're now able to do that. InMobi is a huge mobile ad network that you're probably familiar with. They use our technology to help with their performance tracking, right? And to do exactly what I just described. Somo, Amobi, a lot of companies using our technology for performance tracking in mobile, as well as to open up mobile to all of the advanced use cases that are going to drive ROI for advertisers up and drive eCPM for publishers up, so that we begin to close this gap in eCPM between desktop and mobile. So those are just a few examples.
Okay, and when you talk about advanced use cases, could you just sort of put some flesh on that? What do you mean? Give us an advanced use case or two, if you would.
Yeah. So really good case. Actually, you know, King.com, maybe many of your readers are familiar with King. They're one of the largest gaming companies in the world. They've at this point, they're probably a few hundred million dollar gaming companies, sort of the new Zynga, if you will. They use our technology exclusively to do performance tracking. And what they're able to do with AdTruth is to identify or understand audience that they see in mobile web who have already downloaded their games in the app environment. So now what you're talking about is a capability to target and retarget audience and consumers with an understanding of they have this game, why don't I upsell them to this other game? Or they don't have this game, I'll go ahead and try to sell, you know, to get them to download my initial most popular game. So you're really getting into a situation where mobile, which lacked the identification layer needed to do sophisticated media advertising cases like targeting and retargeting, frequency capping, data enrichment, right? So think about the desktop and everything that's available in desktop. I can advertise to heavy travelers, new mothers, heavy gamers, right? All of that capability is there because the cookie is available and because the cookie works. In mobile, you have none of that. And that's one of the reasons why monetization is suffering and eCPMs are so vastly different. Fundamentally, that is what we're doing for the industry. We're bringing that identification layer into mobile, and now all of the things we've been doing in desktop for so many years that have really driven the ROI and the consumer experience to a better place is now part of the reality of that business. Hopefully that makes sense, and those are good examples, David.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's interesting you talk about, you know, monetization driving up eCPM, so there's a benefit there from the publisher's point of view, and there's a benefit from the advertiser being able to, you know, target more precisely. I guess as well, I mean, we ran a piece in our last print edition called The New Kids on the Block, and these are all companies trying to reinvent mobile advertising, and the theory being that actually consumers find ads on mobile a bit interruptive, a bit annoying. So I guess you'd argue that anything you can do to reduce that annoyance factor by not serving an ad for a game to somebody who's already bought that game, you know, to make the ad a bit more intelligent and to say, well, I need to serve a different sort of ad for that to that person, or not serve the ad to that person, that this all plays to that.
It absolutely does. And you're exactly right about what I think, frankly, what we believe needs to change about mobile advertising is exactly what you just described. And as a technology and as a business, that's the value proposition we're trying to bring. The way I think of it is, for the last 10, 20, 30 years, we've been sort of edging down as an industry. We've been edging down this path of what I refer to as breaking the contract with our consumer when it comes to advertising. And what I mean by that, there's always been an exchange of value with consumers. I serve you good, quality, relevant ads that are meaningful, that help you with information, that maybe entertain you a little bit, right? That maybe make you laugh or maybe make you cry. That value exchange has always been a part of advertising. We've been risking that value exchange over the last several years by doing what I think you described, which is just spamming consumers any way we can, trying to put an ad anywhere we can, regardless of whether, you know, they want it, they don't want it, they already have the game, et cetera. And I think what we need to do is pull back, remember the exchange of value with the consumer, and make sure that we don't disenfranchise the most important party to this whole business, which is the consumer themselves. Mm-hmm. So specifically our product, what it does is allows exactly what you described. Now I can actually frequency cap. Now I can actually not serve 50 ads for the same game to a consumer that already has that game. Even more importantly, David, is the privacy by design architecture of AdTruth. So vastly different than the cookie, the way our technology works is as a probability. If you think about the cookie, it's dropped onto the device. It follows the consumer around. It's on their device. It's quite invasive, right? And we break that paradigm. We're a probability. There's never anything left on the device. And the way the technology works is when we see a device, we'll run math against it using anonymous, non-sensitive data to say it's 80% likely that this, you know, laptop or this iPad was the same one we saw yesterday.
What was that percentage, James? Because you just broke up slightly then.
Sure, sorry. That percentage was 80%.
Okay.
So we typically will be 75 to 85% accurate over a 20, 30-day period when it comes to recognizing audience or devices, right? And now the key thing, David, is to understand that accuracy is bridging mobile web and app. So in other words, I'm able to see this device 80% accuracy, regardless of whether I see it in the mobile web environment or in the app environment. And the key thing, going back to privacy by design, it's a probability. So the anonymity of the consumer is protected. That's one example of probably 10 of privacy by design. And this is a fundamental, again, architectural component of what we're doing to help deal with the very real situation we're in from a privacy perspective. And, you know, privacy by design is probably another 20 or 30 minute long interview that maybe we can do at some point in the future, but it is baked into our technology so that we, not only do we provide the functionality of audience recognition that the industry needs, but we do so with respect for the consumer and with a solution for privacy as well, simultaneously.
Good stuff. And just finishing off, what comes next? Just more of the same? Are there any enhancements to the solution in the pipeline?
Yeah, no, I think so. For the first six months or so, I mean, we only got to market in a scaled way in probably late Q3. And we spent our first 6 months just fine-tuning our technology for use in the mobile environment. And most recently released, upgraded the technology to improve accuracy by 10 or 20% in mobile. Now what we're doing is focusing on value-added features. So for example, we know we'll be able to help with media fraud detection. So the heritage of AdTruth is from a company that's 8 years old and has been in business for many, many years, protecting consumers when they visit their banks. Like, you may not know it, but every time you use your credit card, the same technology that AdTruth uses is being used by the banks to prevent fraud. So one of the things we're working on and we'll roll out to the industry in the next probably 6 to 9 months is media fraud capabilities based on AdTruth. That's one feature. And then there are many other things we're working on that will help increase the ability for the industry to use our identification layer more easily, more cheaply, and with more accuracy. So those are just a couple of the key things.
All sounds great, James. We'll catch up again in a few months, and I'm sure you'll have news on all those developments to update us on. But for the moment, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, David. It's always good to talk to Mobile Marketing, and appreciate your paying attention to what's going on as usual. So look forward to speaking again soon.
Good stuff. Thanks, James. Bye.